Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 239, Anchor of the Soul. Hebrews 6:19. Listen carefully. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. Sure, steadfast, behind the curtain. Let that settle for a moment. You know what an anchor does. It doesn't dissolve the storm. It doesn't silence the wind or flatten the waves. What it does, what only it can do, is hold the ship in place while the storm rages around it. And that is precisely what the sacred writer is saying about our hope in Christ. He did not promise calm seas. He promised you will not drift. And look at the words he chooses, sure and steadfast. Two adjectives deliberately placed side by side, because this hope is not fragile. It does not depend on how you woke up this morning, how much you prayed this week, or how close to God you feel right now. It holds precisely when you feel you can no longer hold on, especially then. Ordinary anchors, the iron and chain kind, hold the hull of the ship, but this anchor holds the soul, the deepest place of who you are, the place where anxiety shows up at 3 in the morning, where fear whispers that you are alone, where doubt asks whether any of this is real. No external crisis, none, can reach the point where Christ holds you. And then comes the most stunning image in this verse. The anchor enters behind the curtain. In the Old Testament, the curtain separated the people from the Holy of Holies, the very presence of God. No one could pass through it. Only the high priest, once a year, with trembling, but Christ tore that curtain. He entered. He is there now, before the Father, interceding for you, your name, your situation, your exhaustion today. Your hope is not anchored in your circumstances. It is anchored in the living presence of Jesus, in the most sacred place that exists. And here is what moves me most about this picture. Christian hope does not wait outside for the storm to pass. It enters. It has already arrived inside the heavenly sanctuary with Christ. Where he has gone, our hope has already arrived. Before your situation changes, before the answer appears, before the relief comes, the anchor is already fixed. So what do you do with this today? Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the noise of the day takes over, stop. Think of one situation that has been leaving you adrift. One specific situation, you know which one it is. Say it out loud in prayer. Jesus, you are my anchor in this. It is not a magic formula. It is an act of faith. It is you casting the anchor deliberately, instead of letting the current carry you. Let it be fastened in him. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.